Hey, check it out. You're smoking with your boy Joe Thunder. This podcast brought to you by Be Good Dispensary, our official sponsor. Bringing the latest and greatest in hip hop and the arts and cannabis culture with co-host Elvis Freshly and DJ Sin. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Joe Thunder back once again with another episode of the Smoking with Joe Thunder podcast. I got my good homie Elvis Freshly in the building. What's up, G?
Yo, man, what it do?
Chilling. We got DJ Sin in the house.
What is up, y'all? How you doing?
We got a couple special guests, you know what I'm saying? We want to shout out Be Good Dispensary, our official sponsor.
Oh, what it do? Bam, 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 bam. There it is.
Right there on 11 West Hampton, you know what I mean? They'll take care of all your dispensary needs. They got edibles, exotics, they got tinctures, whatever you need. What's
all
up
that,
north?
All that. 114th and Cherokee
right
Street.
Right across from Boondocks.
Right across the highway from Boondocks.
Check them out. We're smoking that fire right now. We got that, garlic grapes. Yep. We got that. What's this one right here?
Smoking that llama.
That white
super skunk.
Llama at the top
man,
level.
OG.
Llama brand. OG, you better go get you some.
All kinds of shit. But hey, check it out. We got a couple special guests in the building today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're MCs. They're from the town. Yeah. You know what I mean? They've both been doing it for a minute, but one got a lot of new music coming out. We got The Minute. Jerk. Yeah. And we got Who Rider Tracy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Who Rider Tracy, yep, period. We in here.
In the building. What's going on with y'all?
No face, no case. Snow
City.
Hey, no face, no case, no trace. What's up? Hey, man, we in here. Snow City NT. You already know.
Y'all ain't messing around, right?
We had to kick the door down, had to interrupt everything that was going on. Whole bunch of uh-huhs and yeah, that's RIP shirts. That's it.
Hell yeah. Hey, so for being that this is your first time here, let them kind of know where y'all from, because I know you're from what? You're from Montbello.
I'm from
Aurora, right?
Yeah, I rep Aurora for sure. Yeah.
810, 80239. Yeah. But I'm from everywhere, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Colorado. I'm a Denco baby, but I was born in Wichita, Kansas, though. So,
how'd you make your way here to Denver?
Man, my mama, my family. My mama was a background singer, so she traveled a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, we moved around a lot, so we had a lot of different state visits.
Right.
Yeah, I got family in Kansas, South Carolina, North Carolina.
Everywhere.
Virginia, Maryland, Baltimore area, the whole D, all that.
But Florida. Ultimately, you landed here, right?
Box State. It's the Box State. This here, this home. Denco, Snow City.
How old were you when you moved here?
I was like 4, 5, but I've been on and off. My daddy's still living in Wichita, Kansas, so I'll be on and off. But
I'm here, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you go to high school? Here?
Yeah, hell yeah. I went to all different high schools. I was a bad kid, so I went to different high school all 4 years. On everything.
Where'd you start out
at? In the streets. Montbello.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we got to alternative schools, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't really get to finish it out, but I got my GED.
You know what I'm saying? That's dope shit.
Hell yeah.
At least you got that shit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. He got that. I got both.
Hell yeah. What about you? Where'd you grow up? Tracy?
Yeah, I came out here when I was 10. I'm from Indiana, though. You know what I'm saying? South Bend. Right next to Gary, you know what I mean?
Hooping.
Came out here when I was 10, but I'm Colorado rep. You know, I'm here. I'm from the Box State.
We here for sure.
Yeah, I'm from
the Box.
We don't
know nothing else. Denver.
Colorado rep.
We push hard for Colorado.
20 plus, so yeah, this is
home.
It.
Yeah.
My mama.
Yeah, this the house.
Yep. Yeah, man. So,
that's real dope. When did y'all get into rapping and shit, man?
Early age, we was fucking around.
Like how old?
Oh, shit.
Me and Big Bro, you know, me and him tapped in.
We was like, 13, 14?
Yeah, we was young.
So he had only been out here like 3 years. Yeah, 4 years before I met, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and it just came natural. We didn't even know we could, you know what I'm saying, rap. We was just busting. It was like, oh, that shit sound hard. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Just kept doing it.
So you were just like freestyling?
Me and bro. We like coming up with songs too, though. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, for the most part, freestyling.
And everything.
Were y'all smoking weed?
At an early age. I started smoking when I was 11, so yeah, I was probably high.
You remember the first time?
Mm-hmm.
We was blind.
You got to remember your first time on my mama at the middle school. Blow.
Right?
Hey, ditching class. Ditching class, but it was all good.
What about you?
Man, I think my first time, I was like 12. You know what I'm saying? But I had already smoked weed, like stealing from my grandma's little closet, because my granny smoked weed, all that. My granny was hands down. She was a hog. My granny was the matriarch of the whole family. Like, my grammy carried a 38 pistol in her purse, all that, and hands down, you know what I'm saying? Pistol whoop you, beat you down, all that. And y'all going to respect me or it's over with.
Right.
I'll tear this whole thing down. I built it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
That's how she felt. So, I'm saying, but I was like nine. I used to be stealing weed out of her little thing, getting my other relative in trouble because we're a group called AK Renegades. We missing my other brother. That's my cousin, Don Coley. You know what I'm saying? He go by Don Coley. Yeah, but he used to always, you know what I'm saying, get whooped with me, you know what I'm saying, for smoking the weed. You know what I'm saying? That's my ace dude. That's my twin. Yeah, all the bullshit. So we used to be on some bullshit. But my first time was like 12. I think I was like a daycare type setting that I used to get watched by this little babysitter. I was blowing with this little chick though.
Right.
On everything. Yeah. That was the first time she stole it from her somebody that she knew.
She knew.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? I rolled up. I knew how to roll already, so I'm like, I'm rolling up.
That's crazy.
Rolled up, nigga. We toked up.
It was on.
Yeah, it was on.
I know. Just yesterday, man, I was cruising through the hood. Like, I normally stay on my side of the bridge, but like the traffic was kind of backed up right there at Swansea, Dunham, so I went through the back way.
Oh, yeah.
I passed the first house that I hooked up with a chick with. Passed the house that I fucking smoked the first time I smoked weed. And I passed the house where my homie got blasted, dog, when he was a little kid. And just like, all in like a 3-block radius, you know what I mean? And just kind of went home, just like, damn, bro, I haven't been over here in a minute, you know?
Shit, yeah. Crazy. Right. Man, that death, yeah, that ain't nothing. That's a hard one to deal with, bro. That's rough.
I was telling these cats, when I was in high school, man, I'm kind of older, but like my senior year, you know what I mean? Like it was kind of going down. I knew kind of a bunch of people that got smoked and that are with us no longer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I left in like, I'll just say 92. So, you know, after 92 is kind of when the shit kind of start kind of really get cracking. You know?
Oh, yeah. 93 was one of the dangerous, most dangerous years of our whole city. That's an epidemic legendary year.
Yeah.
Summer of violence.
That's the summer of violence. What was it? I think like 70% of a lot of black fathers was locked up that year, you know what I'm saying, in this whole state.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was a big indictment. It was like 25 people, and that was just on one gang alone. Yep. The other gang went down too, so it was a lot. It was a lot of killings, murders that year. It was like over like 30 or 40.
Right.
One of the highest in the state, you know what I'm saying? We don't have no hundreds and hundreds of murders, you know what I'm saying, every year. But that one made us go over some hundreds that year. But in a little couple months span, yeah, there's a lot of people dying. A lot of people lost their daddies, a lot of my homies, all that.
And what's crazy, it was kind of getting bad like that right before the COVID hit. Like, really, like, every night you turn on the news, you hear, like, not just one person getting smoked, like, two or three. And it was happening every night.
Shit, right, as people were coming back out of COVID, that was when they got crazy.
Yeah, man, people were tired of being stacked up in that house.
Shit was getting wild, for real.
It's crazy out here.
Yeah, it just sucks, because we just had to be a part of it, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I done put at least 10 of mine in a box.
Yeah.
In the last year, we didn't been to funerals. So I got hella shirts on all my knees. I got like, so if I got 8 dead people on my arm, 10 just died. I got 10 names to add. So, you know what I'm saying? I added probably like 3. So no, I really got like 7 names to add. But
I'm sorry to hear that, bro.
Yeah, the streets ain't really where people want to be at.
It's crazy. So, it's crazy because death is like so natural, but it just hurts so much, you know what I mean? Yeah, especially when you lose somebody close to you.
Oh, yeah.
But it's been happening. It's been definitely happening. Just got to stay safe and stay dangerous at the same time.
The youth. And speak to our youth, you know what I'm saying? That's what we got to reach real quick.
Yeah.
Reach one, you teach one, you got to speak to them youth. Because that's what's the young kids. Like, we fit in with them because of the music we do, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But we're a little bit older, so
we know better.
Some of the kids, yeah, man.
Just like you were talking with that with the graffiti, like some of the OGs need to kind of step in and man, teach these young kids that. Hey,
have you been teaching any kids, or have you thought about doing something?
Oh man, man, that's a
or anything, or just influencing them.
Most definitely. All the time, yeah. We got little ones, and they got homies, so we got to make sure we keep them on the right track. This is the mob for sure. We really live by it. We gonna make sure our kids do good for sure, and they homies. So
yeah,
man, can't be playing. Got to talk to them.
Got to.
Hey, during this COVID, did y'all get like a lot of music done?
Oh yeah, yeah. We stacked the vault.
Working.
We stacked the vault.
What y'all got in the vault? We said 40, 50?
Yeah. Plus 40, 50 plus. I was just telling the other day,
like, bro, when we drop, they gonna be like, ooh.
Yeah. We coming hard. We coming 7 videos, 7 days.
Yeah.
Right. I better mark that, put that on the calendar. 7 videos, 7 days.
We just been stacking
up. If y'all can
catch
up, if you got enough videos, please, the challenge is yours. Please jump in. Please drop your video too.
It just be motivating me, you know what I'm saying? I like to keep going.
Yeah. So, how many videos you got done so far? Do you got all 7 done? Or y'all like 3?
We probably got like 15.
15, oh, videos? 15,
16, yeah.
Being so, some that's still getting edited, like still getting 5 edited,
so I ain't even counted them. So that's like, yeah, he did. Bro said like 3,
oh,
5.
So you doing like an album, you're just going to pick the best 6 videos, 7 videos?
Oh, no, we're going to drop them all. Oh, we dropping them all. We're going to keep dropping until, you know what I'm saying, until they hear us. We're going to push it in your face.
Because we ain't really got that buzz like we want yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't no, you know what I mean? We're going to let them hear us, though.
Yeah. What's your favorite so far on the videos? If you got to pick one that you're dropping tomorrow.
Man,
I got
probably that favorite, Dump bro. Heat. This Dump Heat. We just shot this song called Dump Heat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that motherfucker gonna be hard.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Snow we Streets.
Out the, Snow Streets. Yeah, we brung out the Ford. I got a custom. You know what I'm saying? Original 1970 Ford F1. You know what I'm saying? It's all purple.
Cold classic.
So we, classic car. You know what I'm saying? Brung it out. You know what I'm saying?
Did you paint it purple?
Act it up.
Or did you buy it that way?
No, I bought it like that. Yeah, I bought it like that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, mm-hmm. But you know, you know, mm-hmm. But you know, it's a great thing to have a car like that because you get all the girls with the old cars, man. All of them, yeah, every time. Yeah.
Oh man.
The whip does it.
It can. You hit switches, bro. It gives a whole different response. You know what I mean? You hit switches, bro. Right here.
He said switches. Like, he went to the low low.
Maybe do that chicken head.
That's really impressive.
Yeah, that's just hard.
Yeah, it's an older car, but it's a Bronco. You know what I'm saying?
So
switches on the Bronco. Shit don't matter.
It's lovely. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, old cars are sick. I like those.
Man, it's fast too. It's a V8, so you know it get up.
You like fast cars?
Oh, yeah.
You be racing the shit or not?
Man, I'm telling you, I just wrecked one, man. I had a 2015 Dodge Challenger.
Damn.
I just got out of, I put my Dodge Challengers on what I had it on, bro, like deuces.
Yeah.
I put my Dodge Challenger 2015 on deuces, put the body kit on them all smoke gray.
And then wrecked.
Got the green lights in the front, the green LED halos, all that. Drapey beat, knocking TVs, everything.
Oh, man.
Bad. I tried to catch a yellow light, man, the lady. She was like, I want it more, you know what I'm saying? And she tried
bro
to turn right in front
bro
of me
was
and
just
smacked
me. Was
just
trying to be a speed racer, but he was
but
speed
at the end
racer.
Of the day, she was her illegal turn. I'm going forward. I'm forward traffic. Yeah. She posted while she turning, but she ain't care. Map smacked me, total, 2015. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's my $28,000 down the drain. You know what I'm saying?
But it's bro, like, bro's gonna bounce. Yeah, it's bounce back time.
Yeah, it's bounce back time. You know what I'm saying?
We always gotta bounce back.
Yeah, but that's the fast cars story I gotta tell the youth out there. Y'all stay out them fast cars. You watch the speed bumps.
Just
watch the stop signs.
Drive carefully. Put your seatbelt on.
Why is it $28,000 down the hole? You didn't get money back for it? But
no, I ain't get nothing.
Her insurance.
It's my fault. I was speeding. Yeah, he said, bro, I was trying to be speed racer. Remember, he told y'all, I was speeding.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't get nothing. You don't get nothing back. When you in fault, you don't get nothing in the state of Colorado.
Yep.
You got to be at least, like, they say, like, 40, 50 or something fault, or 50-50 at least for y'all both to get something.
Right.
But if you more or over 50% fault, you're not getting nothing.
Shit.
Yep. No. I paid her, shoot, some bread and my car gone, shoot. Colorado don't play. But, yeah. Don't speed, kids. Don't speed.
Yeah, shit ain't worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, you really not. Accidents ain't no joke. I've been in one.
And I wasn't. Oh, yeah, bro, been. Yeah. Oh, man, crazy. I almost lost my brother.
Yeah, we got chased on the highway. You know what I'm saying? Car was trying, they were trying to shoot at us, and we hit the wall going like one dub. It was rough, man.
Damn.
A couple of my homies got brain injuries because of that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, these cars are no joke, so make sure
he can't move his left hand too well. He can't. If you notice, he won't extend it all the way out. Y'all never notice because he's so player with what he do.
Period.
But he can't extend his arm all the way out. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't here for that one. I was still locked away in that cage. You know what I'm saying? I was in the cage where in the jungle with the lions and the apes. So
10 years, bro, was in there. I was bro was gone.
Everything.
I had to do it without him for a second. It was a struggle.
Yeah.
But we, you know what I'm saying?
We was really to the streets.
We lived to tell a story.
Yeah. Hey, it happens.
Hey.
Yeah. You're going to hear it in our music.
Yeah.
Got to.
Take it and listen to it earlier. Like I said,
that's what makes the best
shit.
Music.
Period.
It's real
got
shit,
to, bro.
Gone through it.
Because bro was in
there. Yeah.
You think he was playing inside that motherfucker? Nah,
no,
bro
no,
was in
no.
there.
Sharpening.
Getting to work.
Sharpening the saw, man. That's what you
niggas,
do.
They be in there playing. You
were
know
you
what
writing
saying?
When you were in there or no?
Oh, man. What?
Well, some people say it's hard, you know? Like, it's hard to write, but I mean.
Man, you, what?
He wrote a goddamn binder.
Man, whoa. No.
Absolutely not.
I had to keep up.
A lot of music comes through, like, like painful situation sometimes. So
yes, man, it sure does. So you can't never let experience like that bring you despair or anything positive.
I probably wrote
like 4,000 songs though, bro.
Damn.
I got like 4,000 on everything. 1,000. Damn. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't started. I got, you know what I'm saying? We probably got like 60 songs, 70 songs total out to the public, whether it be my mixtapes, Dad Piff, but we on a lot of different outlets, all major platforms, all that. Yeah. That's only 70 songs, you know what I'm saying? We only started really like rapping, like what I've been out now, bro, like four years.
Bro, been out.
So we only been going like, three and a half. I've been out like 3.5 years. And we already been kicked down those already, that IG already run up, you know what I'm saying? Everybody
because
already listening.
Before
Facebook
went.
About to be verified, all right. Type of shit. Like we on a whole new level. I don't know what Colorado rappers are doing out here, but I don't know. I guess I'm just going to show them how to really work, because there's only a few of them that I actually give that actual love to, that I say they really are good rappers and businessmen at the same time. We have a lot of talented individuals that rap, but none of them are good businesmen. You know what I'm saying? Nobody is like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's getting paid for nothing. Exactly. Unless you got the team.
Yeah.
And there's those with the teams.
No, but you have to do it on your own, too. You have to be able to do every single thing that you put into.
Yeah, because ain't nobody going to see your vision like
nobody.
You.
Right. You got to. Those with the teams is the ones that's going to make it. The people that believe in you.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Got to build a strong one.
Yeah. I want the whole state to, you know what I'm saying, come together and, you know what I'm saying, try to teach each other. So we teach each other how to be better businessmen and be better, you know what I'm saying, artists. Because if we come together, we could be bigger. But, you know, Texas listens to Texas. Have you ever noticed that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
California listens to California. Memphis. Have you ever noticed that?
Yep.
Memphis. New York listens to New York. You can't bring Texas to New York and be like, hey, who's this? They're going to be like, what? Who is that? We don't even know that dude. Like,
nope.
That's how it is. And Colorado should be the same. We should listen to each other and listen to our state's music.
It's starting to go that direction, you know what I mean? People
people
are starting to support local. No, I mean, I see it's trending, bro. It's
we're
almost like cool
I mean,
to do it now, and it should be.
Yeah, it should have been on me.
Yeah, people have been hating on each other.
I know why
so
it's not.
Long.
Like,
who know why?
Yeah,
it's
we
not.
Just all need to support each other more. Like,
period.
Motherfuckers be hating, bro.
Yeah,
there wasn't enough.
Why though?
Like, we're together, we're so much stronger.
Before there wasn't enough bread to really support the scene. And people were like, I got to keep this to myself. And they ain't supporting each other. And they ain't glorifying each other.
Yeah.
They're like trying to only boost themselves up.
Yeah.
Right.
And for so long, man, we hated on each other. Everybody hated on each other. And it's like, that's why nobody was able to get anywhere. But now the bread is here.
Not
it's
knowing
abundant.
That if we all just
people
push together, it's
going to
be easy
to
eat.
Yeah, and if we push together, that's how everybody makes moves, bro.
Yep.
That's how everybody
Facts.
Makes moves.
Man, I think it gets deeper than that, because a lot of stuff out here is based on you know what I'm saying? The gang cultures and the politics.
It's just
you know what
politics.
Saying? Of the whole state,
right.
Which is real messed up. You know what I'm saying? But if you take it back, I would say that it's genetically in the DNA of this state to be selfish and hate on each other.
Yeah.
Because we're the free states. We are what read all the South and the slaves ran from to get here. So from the black side of it, which goes as authentic, you know what I'm saying, urban push to each other culture, and what they're going to be like and what they're going to do, we've shown, you know what I'm saying, y'all in different ways of how y'all were going to be in your culture. So therefore, you took that and made it what you want. But it came from that. That's why they're together. You know what I'm saying? That's why California is so together, because a lot of them, you know what I'm saying, people came from the South too. But they made the choice to stay together. We didn't. We made the choice to hate and kill each other and be
like other shit and support
the
other
the
shit
separate
we don't
shit. Yeah,
about.
Yeah, exactly. We used to be called Mini California. We ain't nothing like California. The streets is, though, the four corners.
Yeah, that's right.
Montbello, Park Hill, Aurora, and Eastside.
Yeah.
If you ain't any of them,
yeah.
Hey, you could get what you was looking for on any given day. Everywhere
any
got hoods.
Given day, yep. That's
all it. Colorado the
but,
same.
But Denver's cool because you are where you put yourself.
Yeah.
You know, mamas.
You are where you put yourself.
Yeah. If you want to get into some dumb shit, you know
you
what I'm saying?
Definitely do.
Yeah,
it.
But if you want to be on some...
Some
yeah,
positive,
you smart,
yep,
do
yep.
Your
raise
thing.
Your kids.
You could do that.
Yeah, you can do it all, whatever
yeah.
you want. You just
that's one
want.
Thing. Get your money for sure.
Yeah, man. We about to kill him with this music, though. Y'all got to stay tuned in and locked in.
We got to start showing each other love, bro. Everybody needs to start supporting.
We about
this
to smack this music,
yeah,
though,
I can't
Joe.
Wait to hear
I know. Hey, how would
do
you describe
get some
your style?
Exclusives? I get it before everybody's in some.
Oh, yeah. We got dummy exclusives.
Yeah, plug the DJ.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Hell yeah. On everything.
My style is more, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't really know what my style is.
His style punchliney.
Just more like, I try to storytell.
His style
sometimes.
Real gangster, though.
You know what I mean? Storytell.
I think he talked too much.
Storytell. You know what I'm saying?
But his rap is hella authentic, though. I'll give him that. Because even though he may say too much, sometimes I feel like he might get us in trouble, too, sometimes. But, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, bro, sometimes don't tell him all that, bro, because he got stories about, you know, his mother and, you know, whether it be his past of selling rocks and whatever he may does, you know what I'm saying, that he tells the world. And sometimes I don't say stuff like that. If you listen to my lyrics, you know what I'm saying? I come from Gangbang Central, so my lyrics be a little bit different if I ain't concentrating on doing something for, you know, the ladies and stuff like that. But I sing a lot, you know what I'm saying, in my music. He's the rapper.
Yeah, bro should focus on, you know what I'm saying, doing these ones for the ladies, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
That's the ones we trying to focus on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These ones for the ladies.
So, do you have any, like, favorite artists or artists that you like, that you were saying earlier, you said you do, like, there's some rappers that you like?
Yeah, my style is like,
Or do you...
I think my style is like extra. Just put extra on it. It's just extra. Whether it be sauce, whether it be knowledge, whether it be drip. I don't care what words you put. Just put extra with it, because I'm going to put whatever extra you talk about, because I talk about everything. I could touch all subjects. I talk about racism. I talked about, you know what I'm saying, the black struggle. I talk about a lot of gangbanging stuff I've been through. But artists out here, I mess with Finesse B, Active Rule, you know what I'm saying? Them is my boys, you know what I'm saying? I love them niggas to death. They from the whole clan, you know what I'm saying? Who else we mess with, bro? I know you want to show love.
Man, Treachy Music.
You know what I'm saying? Treachy, love you to death.
Hyphy G, you know what I mean?
They, the whole Snow City Camp.
Don Coley.
The whole AK Renegades.
You know what I'm saying? Just us, really, I mean.
Everybody.
I love for niggas, but.
I listen to
everybody out here. I like everybody. You know what I'm saying? It all depends on what we're talking about, though. But underground music, I don't really listen to no mainstream shit. Just all underground shit.
YG Case.
Yeah.
You listen to everybody, though. You know what I'm saying?
What'd you say last time? Would you work with any artists in Denver out here? Like other ones, like besides?
Like I'll work with them if they want to. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy because I've been wanting to work with artists, but they just be acting like they don't want to work with people. You know what I mean? Like, no, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But I understand people got to put their price on stuff because, you know, I'm a charge as well. But that be where it be people's egos. That's what it is.
It's the egos.
People's egos.
Man. Yeah. I want to do, but I know one thing. Me and Priest going to do, we're going to do a love song for the ladies. That's what we're going to do. That's what I want to work with. He's a real songwriter. You know what I'm saying? I like the stuff he does. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the music he does. I listen to him code too. You know what I'm saying? But Av could come too. Grim, I need you. I need you on the hook. Av Grim, please. Calling. Hook time. Thank you.
Yeah.
Period. But I sing a lot, so all the singers in the town, I mess with. You know what I'm saying?
Who are some of your industry influences growing up? Like you were hearing on the...
Growing up? Man, I'm from back in the day, man. Back in the day, Master P. Oh, no Limit.
Let's go. Ghetto Dope.
Man, Ghetto Dope. Make tracks like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mystical, C-Murder. You know what I'm saying? Brother Lynch, T-Nutty. You know what I'm saying? All the West Coast, the whole West
Messy
Coast,
Marv,
from Too Short,
hard.
Messy Marv, E-40, The Godfather, on G.O.D.
He didn't say Silk the Shaka at all.
Yeah, Silk come in, but I wasn't never Silk. Yeah.
I just fucked with Silk because he was just going, he was going to come regardless. He was going to come with that verse.
That Charger to the Game was Silk's hardest CD, though. That Charger to the Game, good. That was slappy. That was, but other than that, Silk, come on now.
Yeah, all that shit was dope.
But yeah, the whole South, too. The whole South, whether it be Drama Boy, Pastor Troy, Miracle. You know what I'm saying? All that, all the old stuff, man. I'm from the old. But you know, Jagged Edge, John B. You know the R&B, the whole old school R&B. Man, gotta go there. And even when I go older, to my mama and her influences, I told y'all she's a background singer, so I'm influenced in the music from jazz, Billie Holiday, to you know what I'm saying, Anita Baker. I'm far fetched. You know what I'm saying? Smokey Robinson. You know what I'm saying? Marvin Gaye.
All that old school.
Man. I get down.
Yep.
I love all the music though. Mm-hmm. That's why you gotta
play all that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You play an instrument? You play an instrument?
No, I don't play an instrument.
You don't play an instrument?
DJ.
Who play an instrument? You play an instrument? That's an instrument.
Yeah. Right.
Say,
she plays
I
an instrument.
I scratch. That's a turntable.
Yeah.
You play an instrument?
Nah.
See, so you play the turntable. Gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You play an instrument? Who, right, Trace?
Couple of them. Yeah.
Period. What instruments, man? What you get down on, bro?
Drums.
The drums. Oh yes, my brother gets down on the drums. Don't
like
flog.
I'm with niggas. I ain't hard on the drums. I just
he cold on
it,
the
you know?
Right. just a little bit from the church me. From the church rhythm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What do you play?
I get down on the keyboard, man. Yeah. I can't say I could just, you know what I'm saying, sit here and play Beethoven or nothing. But you know, when it come to doing something, I'm in the stew. I know how to play a lot of different chords, and yeah, I make beats.
You make your own beats?
Yeah, I make my own beats. Yep. For the camera. I haven't put none of my own songs out to my beats yet, just because waiting on the licensing issues and all that. Cause I ain't trying to go get robbed or plagiarized or nobody steal none of my beats or nothing when I put them out. So, other than that, cause I got a lot of you know, illegal licensing issues, because I be taking a lot of drops from old school catalogs, so I be waiting on clearances from different stuff, you know what I'm saying, for different little bridges.
Forever, right?
Yo, man, it's stupid. It's dumb. I just hate it. But, hey, whatever. That's their money. That's what they want to do. If you touch our stuff, you got to pay us, sir.
That's it.
Right.
Simple. We made millions off this, and we're going to keep doing it, because it's legendary and timeless, like music
people
is.
People like you. But y'all done sampled it. We're gonna make sure y'all pay.
Yeah, and I won't in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like one time we was on what was we on? We was on Caliwood TV. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Caliwood TV. I love Caliwood. We was on Caliwood and they asked us what would we change our names to if we changed our names. You know what I'm saying? What would you change your name to? Who writes Race? Oh, you know what I said. What would you change your name to? We want to hear your answer today.
No Trace Gangster. You know what I'm saying? I was just left it at that.
He's gonna just leave his name. Yeah, no Trace. He's going to take the hard word. He's going to take the hard road. I'm done with you. No Facebook, gangster. Y'all look at me in the eyes and tell him he's full of it.
No, me.
Okay? Y'all know what I said. I said I'm going to change my name to Juan Denver because my first name is Elijah Juan. And, you know, all the John Denver searches going to give me money anyway.
Right.
So Juan Denver, it just sounds so marketable. Man,
Juan Elway.
Yeah. Juan Elway, man, what? Whoa, don't do it. Don't y'all have me changing my name in a second. You know what
Juan
I'm saying?
Elway, I'm
hey, I'm about to drop this Juan Elway mixtape. Hey, y'all, I'll lock this in
just
right now.
Out.
Oh, I'm telling you, man, Joe Dirt about to host the mixtape. I'm about to send it to him. You know what I'm saying? Sin about to goddamn him put us on and with the drops and all that, and we about to put it out. We gonna, we gonna do some dope.
Juan Denver, how long you been thinking about that, bro?
Man, bro, that was one of the first names I was going to go with when, you know, I didn't want to be my hood name, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you don't want to put your hood into the politics of music, you know what I'm saying? That's why you don't really hear a lot of real rappers tell you about their hood till a couple CDs later,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
After it's really, they get their foot in.
Or after they get their foot in. And there's a lot that bust down the game as who they are. I ain't going to cap, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up. But for the most part, since I grew up, I didn't see them duck and hide it, and all of a sudden they get out and they something, you know what I'm saying? So at first I thought about that. But then I was like, man, I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? So I ended up being myself. But, yeah, probably like at least like 5 years for sure. At least like a good five. I was thinking about that like, man, before I was really trying to rap real hard, I was thinking about just going with something different and being marketable. But, you know, the gang life take over and I got too many dead friends. So I couldn't be the guy sitting over there now.
Sometimes it's good to be the guy that's sitting over there.
I'm not sitting over. He's tripping. I'm not sitting over. You should sit over there.
Yo, so what do you guys do other than music? What are you into?
I'm into housing design and decoration. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sure they looking the like he bullshit up and he on some bullshit. No, I'm dead ass serious.
Making sure the crib look fresh.
Some interior design.
On everything, like. Nah, yeah, like, y'all see my house, y'all be like, oh, yeah, this is hard. This feels like the coolest house ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, my house is probably cool, huh, bro?
Oh, yeah, up top.
You know what I'm saying? Got ducks, chickens, pig, pit bulls. You know what I'm saying? Oh, basketball. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
So you got older, pit bulls, pigs, fields.
Yeah.
Chickens and ducks. And
yeah, man.
The whole nine?
On everything. My pit bulls come, my pig. Yeah, my pig comes in and out. She's house trained. She sit on the couch, look at you, oink. Give me some. What you got? Give me some of that. Whatever that's you put so out in your hand, give me some.
Even if it's weed?
You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what it is. Pigs eat everything. I don't care. They sure eat anything.
Oh, you said the pig. I thought you were talking about the pit.
Nah, the pit. The pit's cool. Nah, the pit, he's scary. He ain't worried about shit. He's cool. That's mama's dog.
The ducks or nothing ain't messing.
He be
with
tripping.
Them,
yeah, he ain't.
It's like some real like foghorn leghorn up in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, foghorn on everything.
You got the dog.
I love my baby though. I love my animals, man. I'm an animal dude, man. I love the animals.
Ace Ventura, Pet Ventura, Pet Detective.
Man, two ducks, three chickens.
Oh, man.
Yep.
So what's gonna be the next edition?
El Chapo.
What's the next edition?
My son, he want a guinea pig, so we gonna cop that.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to get some sharks. I got this little fish tank. About to put some sharks in there. Pretty much, bro. I'm about to get to it. Yeah. Serious. Many saltwater sharks. They don't get too big. They don't grow too big, but they probably get like about six inches.
So you have a big
inches.
Aquarium?
Like? Not that big. Probably like half of this table. It's a big old tank. He gonna swim in there and eat stuff. We're gonna have fun. Everybody be like, bro, I already looked them up, everything. They like 450, some of them, and then the rest are like $600-700. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't tripping. If that's what you want to do, or you have a goal to attain something, I mean, go buy it, get it, whatever.
You remember Ice-T had a shark in his crib?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's why so motivated.
Pretty pimp.
Mm-hmm. Ice motivated me. Ice did. He's a great motivation. The whole West Coast, I don't care who it is. Like, we listen to real, real underground rappers. Like, y'all probably won't even know nobody we listen to. Killswitch, what's up? CML, what's up? What you got? Who else, bro?
Filthy. Filthy Rich, motherfucking Shotty Boy.
Shotty Boy. What up, Shotty?
You know what I'm saying?
Twan G.
You know
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? All the...
Young Pacino, Young Bossy,
yes.
All the
Jace Dolan, Lil Blood. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole West Coast. Like, some people are more well-known than others, but... The ones we listen to is like really still like mid-major in the streets. Lil
They're
Beans,
underground
A-Bang.
Stink like a motherfucker.
Yeah, the West Coast, man.
Is the hardest shit. Is
oh, my Lord. I love it. In the California, yeah.
Y'all go back
home.
There a lot or what? Y'all go there?
Man, we ain't been there. We ain't been there lately. We trying to make it happen. We ain't been there really since niggas was real young ages. You know what I'm saying? So we got to make that appearance again. We've been playing in Brown for too long.
It's just been, you know... situations like, you know what I mean, probation. It's little small things like that.
I got you
in the way.
Keeping us tied down for a second. Right. Yes, sir. That is correct, sir. Mm-hmm. We going to handle it, though. Shout out Don Coley. Where you at, ugly? Nah, my brother couldn't make it. He had an appointment that he couldn't miss with his kids, so he had to miss it with us. But next time, the whole gang would be here.
Yeah, it's really AK three Renegade, of us, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
We're a trio.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It sounds like y'all like been together for a minute since y'all are way younger, right?
Man.
Oh, yeah. I'll talk.
On
like
and off.
Years.
On and off.
20 years?
On and off.
Period.
Yep.
Yeah, a minute.
Yeah, on and off. Plus.
So we had some shit popping right before he went to the pen.
We had a buzz. Our first show was 2007 at the Roxy.
Going hard.
You know what I'm saying? So, man, we've been working. We just put a little gap in between something.
Now we about to get this merch
together.
Turned
off again.
You know what
we
saying?
Got the merch coming out.
We got the Westerns. We about
Western
to go
Conference.
In. Western
man,
Conference.
Western Conference. Faux Brand. Yeah. Snow City NT. You know, we got Sid coming. He's a renegade.
Yeah, Yape getting clothing coming soon.
He's
everything.
Yeah, right. Man.
That's
man.
Dope.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all got like a lot of shit cracking.
Oh, yeah. Period. Got to.
Man. We into something.
How
I'm about to have
y'all?
A liquor.
We ain't even that deep.
Man.
We there ain't a lot of us.
As a label?
You know we brothers.
As a label or as our hoods? As a label, it's like eight of us, nine of us. Snow Demi, Snow Zaywood. Them is my two brothers. You know what I'm saying? They're signed. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know what I'm saying? I got Who Right Trace. And then, you know what I'm saying? My brother Don Coley, like he said, Tretchy, Hyphy, they come with us. You know what I'm saying? It's the whole label. They ain't signed, but you know what I'm saying? They still coming as the label, you know what I mean? Yeah. So we coming heavy, and we got a special guest female that we ain't even going to tell y'all who she is till she want to be who she is, you know what I'm saying? But we working. We got a lot of stuff coming. Whole handful of more to come.
That's
you know
dope.
What I mean? Yeah.
Hey, what's the best way for them to find y'all?
Whichever way they want. Use Google.
Instagram,
man,
all
real.
Social media, everywhere.
Man, Google is my best friend.
Yeah, you just type. Yeah,
check out me on Google Cameo. As a matter of fact, I'm one of probably the only artists that's actually from Colorado that's actually on this program that's on Google. You know what I'm saying? So check me out. Check out my feed. I tap in on Google Cameos every day. So You know what I'm saying?
Tap me. Check that out.
I don't know if you guys know about it or not, but I don't know.
Check it out.
Yeah, yeah. It was started by Kevin Durant and David Spade, actually. You know what I'm saying? And Google. It's actually a recording correspondence live, I don't know, Facebook, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, it updates as soon as you record the video, and it logs on live to your profile that's on Google. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to ask them a question or you want to talk to any of your favorite artists, your favorite actors, your favorite characters, your favorite public figures, you go on Google Cameos, you type their name in, and they pop up. And you ask them what you ask them. They can go live and answer you back right away, or they can wait, and you'll hear. But you know what I'm saying? It's pretty cool, pretty neat program.
Sounds dope.
Yeah, pretty neat. That's really dope. I was kind of like blessed and highly favored to be welcomed onto the program and onto the platform. You know what I'm saying? So. I was blessed. Let's go. Snow City.
That sounds real dope, bro.
Yeah, man. Real dope, bro. Check me out.
Oh, yeah. So you can check them out everywhere.
I was going to ask about your mom. She was like, she's a background.
Oh, man. Mama, she's trying to get you. She's trying to get you. Yeah, that's my golden girl, man. Yeah, man. I got to expose her, man. I got to, you know. My mama was a background singer for Earth, Wind & Fire.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Back in the day. So I'll never be, you know what I'm saying? Really exposed my mama, but that's my true motivation and taught me and all this music, you know what I'm saying? Kept me in the church, sung to me all the time, you know what I'm saying? Kept me right, you know what I'm saying? But she did, you know what I'm saying? End up losing custody of us at a young age, you know what I'm saying? So I had to bond with my mama all over again, you know what I'm saying? Due to the foster care system, all that good stuff, because, you know, back in them days, it was a lot of drugs, a lot of everything, you know what I'm saying? So she had her drug problem and all that going on, but, you know, we made it out the fire, and we still here, so. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
She still got the golden voice too. We got like two songs together, so
still cool.
Look for me and my mama's songs. Yeah.
What are the names of those songs, you know?
Man, one is called Fly Away, and one is called, you know what I'm saying, Close My Eyes. And one song was a remix to a song that I did for one of my female companions, you know what I'm saying? One of my baby mamas, who I sent a cold shout out to. I got two of them, you know what I'm saying? And both my babies, because they take care of my babies, so it don't matter what it is, you know what I'm saying? Shut up. Yeah. Mind your business. Simple.
Business. Mind it.
Yeah, mind it, big. Don't worry about body. I don't worry about yours.
For sure.
Yeah.
Hey, you got any last words, any last shout-outs?
Man, all the shout-outs. Y'all know what's up. Man, hit us on everything. Jerk400 on IG, one word. Jerk400 on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Jerk400 on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? AK Renegade, Snow City NT. Make sure you spell the city with two T's, man. Mm-hmm. Use Google. Google got you. Snow City ENT. You know what I'm saying? It's simple. Three words. Just make sure you do it. You know what I'm saying? It'll say city right top. Hit that bottom one. It'll say you search to say city. Yeah, with these two T's. Bop, hit that one. You'll find us right away. Mm-hmm. That's the one. You know what I'm saying? Tretchy Music. All our brothers are down here. Hyphy G, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody.
CC Visions, you know what I'm saying? All our video directors, workers, all that.
You know, contact us on our social media platforms.
Be Good Dispensary, man. You know y'all. Oh, man, if y'all ain't at Be Good, your ass should not be in the hood. On my mama, because your weed sucks and you're whack on everything.
If it ain't Be Good, it's no
if
good.
If it ain't Be Good, it ain't good. On G-O-D, no don't do them like that. Yo, Vito. Ooh, Vito there. You know, that's the mob boss. That's Elvis. He the mob boss. That's El Vito. You know what I'm saying? Telling y'all, hit with
way.
The best weed in America, man. I'm telling y'all. Mm-hmm. I be high all day. Y'all not like me. Y'all eyes suck. You know, it's kind of expensive over here, though. Don't bring no little cheddar. We need whole hundreds, all that shit. You know what I mean?
They're smoking the best over
with
here.
The best, man. If you want the best, you got to pay for
you
it.
Pay for the best.
If you want to get in, learn how to swim.
You got
you
one.
Love y'all. Mama? Mama?
Uh-huh.
Love you.
Sure.
Yeah. Watch out for our new music. It's coming out soon.
We coming soon. Y'all going to hear about
it. You got your new video? You got some new songs you want to plug in?
I got
he got some new features. Man, him and Shoddy Boy, man, I'm busting him out. I don't care.
Antoine G.
Him and Shoddy Boy and Twan G. If y'all know who they is, they from Ohio. They gritters. You know what I'm saying? They heavy on the Detroit, you know what I'm saying, scene.
No,
with, you know what I'm saying? In East Akron, Ohio. That's what I said. Ohio, they gritting. You know what I'm saying? They heavy on the. I just put them in there because, you know, they go from there to there. I was about to connect my whole thing together, brother. You know what I'm saying? But we on, and I need them to come on.
Period.
Take about it, bro. Talk
when
about
you got
it.
Your shit coming out. Yeah,
that's him right there. That's his shit.
Oh, yeah, it's coming out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to drop it. I'm going to sit on it for a little second, but it's coming, though. It's just, you coming. Know, I got.
Just keep your
coming.
Eyes peeled.
Keep your eyes peeled on me. It's coming. Yeah. Slapper, too. Talking about nothing but real shit.
Slapper.
Me. Yep, we in here.
Yeah. I got a slap coming out, too. Me and 5280 Mystic, man. Local rapper. Bro, been from slapper. Here since forever. I love him to death. Man, if you don't know who 5280 Mystic is, look him up, too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But we on.
Check it out.
It's coming out real soon. It's called, what? Summertime.
Oh, yeah, Summertime.
Summertime. But it's almost over, but it's still like two more months. So I'm going to give y'all a summer banger before you go.
In,
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On everything. On everything.
So you're going to send me, right?
Oh, yeah. I got you. DJ. I
can't wait.
Man, DJ Plug. I need a DJ plug. Y'all better tap in with her. She got you. She going to get you where you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Hey, you got a beat for us, Sin?
You got a beat?
Oh, did you
want? Yeah, that beat that we were playing earlier we talked about.
Uh-oh. Oh, they said a beat.
Oh.
Where'd them go?
I got to. Hold on.
I know where the blood go.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I ain't even sparking it. I had to take that off, though. Bro, awesome.
Oh, I ain't even sparked up. I had another blunt.
Yeah, all the blunts. We ain't sparked. I left that blunt.
You know, I don't leave blunts.
Huh.
They get smoked right here. That's why I'm all high as fuck.
We was high as hell. We appreciate you. We appreciate the Be Good Dispensary.
Appreciate you coming through,
Elvis,
man.
Joe. Man, Thunder, man. I need some of that. I need some of them shirts, though. We need a trade. I need some Snow Cities for some of them Thunders, and we gonna rock out like that. What's up? Can I get some?
Yeah.
I need some.
Snow City.
Can I get some of them shirts, man? What's up? Yeah. Let's get on.
You know what size?
Yeah. See.
I ain't talking about.
Yeah. I said you.
What size?
All the sizes. I'm trying to rock out. I need some merch. Y'all know y'all better tap in on the Joe merch too. He got some cold but little merch. He hiding it from y'all. Select customs.
I gotta really know what's up to know what's up.
200 copy release only. If you ain't got no cake, you can't get in. Only the finest, baby.
The finest.
Yeah.
The best, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a collection. That's why I want one. That's why I need some. That's why
I want it. I hope you let me in. No matter how hard life get, I bet I make it out this shit. Either you with me or against me, I ain't faking about this shit. When it gets stanky, I'ma keep yanking until it's Nathan in the clip.
Yep.
I gotta watch that every move, niggas trying to snake me out my chips.
Uh-huh.
No matter how hard life get, I bet I make it out this shit. Either you with me or against me, I ain't faking about this shit. When it gets stanky, I'ma keep yanking until it's Nathan in the clip. I gotta watch that every move, nigga trying to snake me out my chips.
Uh-huh.
I remember doing hella bad, still doing hella bad, but won't ask you little stingy niggas for nothing, nigga. Never had.
Never had.
If I ever go broke, I'ma get some dope, nigga. Check that. If I ain't got enough for a sack, I'm with a bitch with a check to cash.
Dang.
Nigga better respect me, nigga. Like they respect they dad. I flop on your ass with the whole mag. Do you extra bad.
Uh-huh.
Have your whole shirt drenched like a commercial for MaxiPad. Bullets lift you up, drop your ass off like a taxi cab. Does anybody kill a gang? Let me know when it's action packed. If it's funkin', I got the strap, then I'm clapping shit back to back. It's all confidential, ain't no info, don't ask me that. It's all confidential, ain't no info, don't ask me that.
Nope. All confidential, don't ask me that.
You know why?
Yeah, because I stay with the strap.
No matter how hard life get, I bet I make it out this shit.
Out this.
With me or against me, I ain't faking about this shit.
Out this. Hey. Hey. They said I was supposed to grab a mic. That's messed up, man. They put me on the spot. I still go, though. Because you don't. We slap, period. Start me over. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey. Make it about this. Bring that back, bro. Bring that back.
Bring that chorus back for my nigga, though. Hey, no matter how hard life get, I bet I make it out this shit. Either you with me or against me, I ain't faking about this shit. When it gets stanky, I'ma keep yanking until it's Nathan in the clip.
Nathan,
I gotta watch that every move, nigga trying to snake me on my chips. No matter how hard life get, I bet I make it out this shit. Either you with me or against me, I ain't staking about this shit. When it gets stanky, I'ma keep yanking until it's Nathan in the clip. I gotta watch that every move, nigga trying to snake me on my chips.
Hey, they set me down in that chair and asked me if I killed that nigga. I said, why would I tell you so you could kill a nigga? And when I'm stranded and things don't go the way I planned it. We all know George Zimmerman. Yeah, he did it tragic. This shit is tragic. What I'm doing to the game. Through this wire, I spit this pain. I never show no shame. You lames, it's Trey Cowards, man. Playing with dolls. This life you think you want? You don't want it at all. I'm a bad motherfucker, like Robert De Niro. You can be about nothing, but I'm all about De Niro. Man, I got these cops on my, but I don't want them there. and everybody got advice that I don't wanna hear. I've been to hell, still remember how my sales smell. Five racks on that collect call phone bill. I fuck with every shawty, you mess with shawty for the sex. Purse first, ass last, what I'm gonna teach my kids. And when you put me in my coffin, put me face down, so I can tell you niggas to kick my ass with a smile. Cause I don't play around with this 4-5, I get down. That nigga who write Trace, nigga, you know my
smile. No matter how hard I get, I bet I make it out this shit. Out this, with me out or this. Against me, I ain't faking about this shit. About when niggas snanky, I'ma keep yanking until it's naked and then the clip. I gotta watch that every move, nigga trying to snake me out my chips. No matter how hard I get, I bet I make it out this shit. Out with me or against me, I ain't faking about this shit. When niggas snanky, I'ma keep yanking until it's naked and then the clip. I gotta watch that every move, nigga trying to snake me out my chips.
No city, right. Trace. No city. Who ride Trace the Jerk, AK Renegades? Man, we bake platinum.
The Jerk.
Man, it's No City
AK
ENT.
Man. No City ENT with 2 T's.
Man, that's it, man. They love you. Don't we love you, Joe. Thank you for bringing us, man. We love you.
Here. Thanks for having us, though.
Man.
Yeah, we
thanks
appreciate
for bringing us, bro. Man, I promise you. Yeah, man. Much love to the radio show, man. They look out for the ruins, man.
Yeah.
Man, we're gonna tell many more to come. Everybody gotta come. Tap in. If they don't make, we gonna make the Joe show, the show that you gotta come tap in the state.
They already know.
Here. You ain't talk about nothing.
Well, there you have it, your boy Joe Thunder, Elvis Freshly, Be Good Dispensaries, DJ Sin, you know what I'm saying?
Snow City, ENT. Who right, Trace? We out of here. Thanks for having us, y'all.
Yo, peace.
The Jerk. We out late.